And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And we are here in the brand new KQ&A studios for our very first time doing the round table from what is now more like an oval table, I guess, if you want to call it that. But nonetheless, it's exciting to be in here with the brand new stuff. And hopefully I'll push all the buttons right. But anyway, we've got an hour full of guests. And so we're going to get to them here momentarily. We're going to be talking with the creators of the Event Spot. And we'll let you know what that is when they come in. And if you haven't heard about it yet, you will today. The Event Spot, and it's brand new in Prescott Valley, but it really has an impact on all of the Quad Cities and beyond. And then a little bit later on, we're going to have a couple of guys come to our rescue. They are the Quad unit of the Sheriff's Posse. So they are going out there and rescuing people on quads. So I'm just curious as to where they might have gone to do some of these rescues. And so I'm sure they'll have some interesting stories for us. So that'll be coming up here on Talk of the Town. So stick around. We're going to talk about the Event Spot and also getting rescued by Quad. And they're doing it officially. And they're all volunteers. So anyway, we've got more coming your way here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
It's the most important thing in your home during the peak of summer. All month long, we'll be looking at air conditioning. As it ages, when is it time to replace your unit? Representatives from Trane Air Conditioning will have some answers and more. And if you have a question about a current home project or an issue, give Rosie a ring. It's a great way to start the weekend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals, and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Hi, How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. And joining us in studio, our brand new studio here at KQ&A, is Ken Foote and Leslie Jenkins. Ken, the owner of the Event Spot. Leslie, the general manager. Welcome to Talk of the Town and to our brand new studio. It's our first week doing our shows from in here. Well, and you know, because of the work that we've been doing here, it does make for me, the board operator, I'm a little bit out of sorts with what the buttons I'm supposed to be pushing and stuff. So if I look a little stressed, don't worry about it. We'll get through it.
That's okay. I've got a face for radio, and you've got the hands for radio, so we're all set.
Nice. All right. So where did the idea for the Event Spot come from? And tell the listeners what it is.
Well, first off, once again, thanks for having us in. We're really excited about this. In Prescott Valley, I've got another business called Footwork License and Title Service. And we've got a building that had a 4,000 square foot adjacent space that we're trying to find a tenant for late last year. And didn't really find the right tenant that I really thought would fit well there for a number of reasons. It was too big of a space for some, and some people just wanted short term. And then I was talking with my general manager for Footwork, who's looking for a place to have our Footwork Christmas party. And he was telling me how hard of a time he's having trying to find a spot. So the wheel started churning, and I said, you know, boy, if he's having a tough time, I wonder how many other people. So we started doing some research and found that the size that we created is the perfect niche that fills in our Tri-City area. There's the big event arena in Prescott Valley. And of course, there's places that have some bigger places and some smaller spots. But right along Highway 69, easy access, central to Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Chino, and Dewey is this really cool spot that we can hold any type of event for. And so I think it fills a really cool niche.
Well, now, when you actually started putting this together, what did you find out people that create events the size that you were looking for? What are some of the things that they are particularly need? And then are these things that you didn't anticipate? And then you realize that, hey, if I'm really going to do this right, I've got to add this, this, and this.
Well, that is a hilarious question, because when we first started, my thought was, well, let's slap some touch-up paint on the walls and hang a banner and let's go for it. And then after I started digging in and researching and seeing what a really good venue offers and the amenities that one needs to have, we pulled back and we redesigned everything. We brought in probably one of the best sound guys in our area, Ted Leonard. And I said, Ted.
Crazy Uncle Teddy.
Ted is one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Yes, he is.
And I said, Ted, design this to make it work. I don't want any hookups.
All right, I'll design it. I'll design it for you, but you got to do it my way.
And I said, absolutely, Ted, we'll do it. And then we brought in Scott DeJoseph from Prescott Premier Catering. And same thing, said, Scott, if you wanted the perfect catering kitchen, what would you want? And so we designed it to his specs as well. So we created this with really a lot of ease, both for people who are going to use it, but also the different vendors that are going to support it. So it's, as we're going through this process and we're turning over more stones, we're learning more and more as to what really is, what amenities are really needed, what are nice premium amenities that nobody else here offers in our area, and how can we make it do it? And so, you start learning more as you research more. And we're really proud. We're pretty happy we created something that is It's state-of-the-art. We're doing live video simulcasts from anywhere in the world. We've got a flowing river out front with fish in it. I mean, it's just, it is a cool feature.
Well, and you took me on a little private tour of the event spot when I came tootling by your place the other day, and I noticed you were out there inspecting the river. And the one thing that I thought of that I thought was really cool was the taking the time to plan on being able to accommodate the people and yet still allow for trucks to come in and bring supplies and food and so forth without the two of them ever really confronting each other, which many people don't give that much thought to something like that.
Well, sometimes it's just dumb luck, too, because we were fortunate that the way the building is laid out, there are multiple entrances to it. So we have a dedicated vendor entrance that is separate from the public entrance up front. And initially, the north side of the building, which is the main entrance, which is right off of this underutilized parkway that was put in back in 2006, we created an entrance out of that. We added two beautiful 8-foot doors and two patios with a bridge that spans the river, and we made an entrance out of it. So what we're able to do is the public entrance comes up in the front with a beautiful facade, but the vendors, all the support, gets to work in using the other entrances without conflicting.
Well, Leslie Jenkins is here with you as well. She is the general manager. So how do you staff a place like the Event Spot where you have sometimes you have events and sometimes you don't? So you obviously have to have some ability to bring trained staff in that don't necessarily know how many days they're going to work and how many hours they're going to work. So how does that work out?
Exactly, and that's what makes it unique. So we have staff, or we're staffing up for employees that would be on call, definitely giving them adequate notice to be able to come in for upcoming events that can fit their schedule, having that relationship and coordination with the client to have a full understanding and knowledge of what they're wanting, and then being able to execute that by working with the staff. So it is. It's a very unique endeavor in that we're coming in specifically for an event. They set up, and then they actually go out. But we're excited for it. We're excited for what it's bringing.
So how did the two of you find each other?
You know, sometimes planets align and great things happen.
The sun, the moon, and the stars all lined up for once.
I'll tell you what. And now we've got three mascots in the river. Mary Lou and Curly. We've Leslie named the three.
Those are my children. Those are my surrogate children. We have Koi. We're going to do a contest at some point so that they can be officially named by the community. But right now, their names are Larry, Moe, and Curly, and that's about how they treat me, because they hide from me very often.
Now, we were actually really fortunate. A mutual friend said, "You know, I know the perfect person who can run this event spot for you," and then he probably told her, "Well, I know this guy that you can probably tolerate, but the two of you guys will probably work well together." We're having a great time working with each other.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. More about the Event Spot with Ken Foote and Leslie Jenkins. We're going to see just what kind of events they've already got booked for this new space in Prescott Valley. And also the economic impact of having an event spot like this in terms of being able to attract other kinds of meetings and events to the Prescott area that might otherwise go elsewhere. So as an economic development tool, this is a very important new development. So we'll get back to more on the Event Spot. Stay tuned. This is Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's One-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino.
The D-backs host the Padres
live tonight at 6
on AM 1130
and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A. Take me out to the ball.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with the quad unit of the search and rescue folks here in Yavapai County, something that was brand new to me. But these volunteers have been doing that work for many, many years, and we're going to have them here to talk about some of their most exciting rescues. Right now we're talking about the event spot, which is also exciting. Ken Foote and Leslie Jenkins are in here to talk to us about this new event center that is going on in Prescott Valley. And you talked about the idea that there are meetings that need bigger spaces and smaller spaces, but that there was that one little sweet spot where we really didn't have something that could handle a particular number. Can you kind of quantify what that number is and how many different configurations that you have to be able to accommodate a wide spectrum of meetings at the event spot?
Well, that's a great question, Sanford. So first off, we've got some really cool tools that we made on our website. So eventspotaz.com. And if you go on there, you've got all kinds of information. We've got FAQs. We've got a bunch of things. But one of the things we're really, really proud about is we created different layout suggestions. And it's not limited by that, but it just helps people who may not have an idea what they want. And I think we've got 12 different configurations, different layouts that you can choose from. And based on the way the room is configured, it can be classroom style, which is 360 plus people. It can be round table, nice tin top with linens, you know, about over 200 people. You can set it up for smaller groups, and we can parse down the room if we need to. We've got so many options with this big room, the way it's laid out, that we can handle almost any type of event, from seminars and training classes to parties. I know we're talking about maybe hosting the Prescott Valley mayoral debate coming up here pretty soon. We're also working with Sandy over at YCCA for some of her events. We're working with Prescott Association Realtors and hosting their events. There's a lot of great events that we're bringing in. But going back to what you said earlier with the economic side, Ben Hooper, one of the first people I met with this process, was great in explaining that they are not getting groups out of the valley or outside of our immediate area coming in here because there wasn't a place that they could actually hold events.
Ben is Town of Prescott Valley Economic Development. So
sorry, thanks.
That's
yes.
All right.
Thanks for clarifying that. And the same thing with Prescott. Prescott, there's a lot of great venues in both places. This is just one more that fits a niche that, you know, we've got some great relationships with the other venues so that if we can't handle something, we're going to refer to them and vice versa so that we as a community can attract these groups from out of the area. So the tax dollars, the bed tax, everything stays in our area and we don't lose it to the valley, or we don't get the event at all because we don't have any way of accommodating them. So we're real excited about that.
And I would think that, you know, especially for groups out of Phoenix and Tucson that are aching to get out of the 114 degree heat, that being able to hold your meeting or your retreat or whatever you want to call it up here, that's got to be a big plus, a big selling point.
Well, and Leslie, you might talk about some of the people you're working with right now as well.
Yeah, that is definitely the case. I have talked to a number of industries who are interested in bringing events and trainings to Prescott for that very reason, the quality of life here, the aesthetics, the weather is definitely something that's very appealing to somebody coming from Phoenix and from Tucson. And I was in Phoenix yesterday, and I see why they would want to come to Prescott. But yeah, so it is. This is a hotbed, frankly, for a lot of businesses and industry who are really interested in tapping into what we have to offer.
Well, and you're really hitting this at a great time because there is a lot of interest in general for, you know, things like cybersecurity and technological oriented stuff. And these folks are always looking for places to be able to congregate. And actually, the more, I don't know if exotic is the right way to say it, but, you know, basically they're looking for places where the participants not only can engage in a good meeting space, but then all the other things that they like to do, like play golf, and you got the wine country close by in Cottonwood. And, you know, so there's a lot of benefits, I guess, to bringing meetings to our area, and the event spot serves those needs.
Well, and there's a, you know, for example, Unisource, we're working with them right now because they have some recurring trainings need to be done that normally they would have to bring it to the Valley. But now they can do it up here. It's less expensive for them. They get to stay in Northern Arizona. You know, so you can talk about seminars and classes and parties, but on the other side of it, there's so many places, the HVAC community that has recurring trainings, realtors that have recurring trainings. Anybody who has recurring trainings, now there's a local spot that's inexpensive, it's easy to use, and it's right here in the community, central to, I mean, from Dewey to Chino to Prescott to PV, it's right in the middle, so it makes it super easy.
Now, are you, being that you're in the event business now, do you have the ability to say no to a particular type of event? Like, and I don't want to get too crazy on the radio with possibilities, but you know, there are. You know, I mean, let's say that, you know, somebody from the adult film industry wants to have, you know, some kind of an event. I mean, do you have the ability to basically say, you know, that really doesn't fit our profile? But, you know, I mean, have you figured that out yet? Are you basically still kind of, you know, figuring where you can and can't draw the line?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Sanford. Thanks. You know, the only one we've had to turn down so far is somebody wanted some Greased Swine races inside the...
Seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But anyway, no, there's...
That doesn't surprise me, by the way.
We're waiting for it. We try to accommodate everyone we can. And in this day and age where everybody's politically correct, you've got to be really careful. But at the end of the day, it still comes down to morals and values. And so, you know, we're going to stay within the limits of the law, but we're not going to do anything that takes away or compromises our character, our morals, or our community. And so we're not going to encourage that, and we're not going to go out and try to attract that. That's not the reputation that I want to have, nor Leslie, and we don't want to have that in our area. However, there's going to be, you know, things that we have to sit down and figure out. All right, how would this impact our community? Would this be a positive or would this be a negative? And we're going to look at it really clearly and really fairly.
Have you guys figured out, you know, if security is an issue or, you know, in terms of, you know, people, you know, crashing the party or, you know, they see something cool going on and they don't maybe necessarily know that it's a private event. They think it's maybe just another saloon or something. And they'll come and, you know, so I'm just wondering, is that something you leave up to the people that are booking the event, or is that something that you're offering as kind of an add-on security? Have you looked into that?
Yeah, we have. And so, you know, going back to the amenities we put into the event spot, we've got a tremendous sound system. We have 5 75-inch flat screen monitors. There's some really nice appointments that we want to protect. We want to make sure that they're there for everybody to use. So one of the requirements we have is when somebody has a private party, that we're going to have off-duty security there to help out. And it's not going to be a crossing the arms, really intimidating thing. It's going to be just to make sure that nobody gets out of hand, that nobody's doing backflips into the river and getting kind of crazy and tormenting Manny Moe and Jack or Larry Moe and Curly or whichever they are. But we are going to have some guidelines so that it's safe and it's fun and it's a place that anybody can come and have an event at.
All right, so you're open for business now.
Yep.
How's it going? Have you been kind of, finding the little gremlins as you go along and kind of attacking them one at a time, or are things going pretty smooth? How's the initial rollout for the event spot?
Well, we're starting to get those inquiries. Word of mouth has treated us very well. And it is, it's one of those things where as events come up and we have the opportunity to discuss the venue and what we have to offer, seeing if it's a good fit for that, for that particular client as well. And so we're seeing that that our activity is really going to surge here in late August, September, October, and definitely going into the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm a couple of days shy of each weekend in December already being booked. So
wow.
It is. It's a great time for us. We're new. We're excited. And as Ken expressed, and what I love about working for the event spot is it's all about ease and working with that client.
Well, I must say that, I think that entrepreneurship is the answer to most any problem that there is in the world. And this is a perfect example of that. When you see a need and you attempt to fill it, but you have to somebody has to have the vision and take the chance. And so I congratulate both of you for coming up with the idea and then executing it in a very thoughtful fashion, and to hear that you've got weekends later in the year all booked up already. I mean, that's a goose bumper. I like to hear that kind of stuff, because obviously now it's just a matter of, we have the opportunity. Let's not screw it up.
Yeah, no, exactly. And one thing we're doing going into this is we're being very upfront with our first guests, saying, look, we want to hear what you like. We want to hear what we can do better. And we're writing down some points that we're already adjusting, and we're going to fine-tune it. But very, very humble. Look, we want this to work for a lot of people. We want it to be a fun place, an easy place, a cost-effective place that people can come and use. And we're going to learn from what our guests want to make it as good as we can. That's
all right.
Goal.
Now tell me again about the website where you have the layout tools and all that other stuff where you can plan your own party. Tell me about that.
It's a great website. We're still modifying that as well. We've got some more ideas we're going to put on there, but eventspotaz.com, eventspotaz.com. And we're also on Facebook. There's a bunch of pictures already loaded up on that.
And video.
From some of the events and some videos that have been put together. It's a lot of fun. We had a great grand opening party. We had some events that have had, some great success so far. So either go to Event Spot on our website or on Facebook. You see some pictures. You find out ways to contact us. Leslie is eager to book your event for you. She's really fun to work with, and we make it really, really simple to make it successful for you.
Well, this is you're my first interview in the new studio here on Talk of the Town.
Beautiful studio, by the way.
And so we've made it through it, and nobody was harmed, at least not initially. But thank you both very much. And again, congratulations on the event spot. Looking forward to hearing a lot more about all the fun events that are going to be coming here to Prescott Valley and to the Prescott area.
Thanks,
Sanford. Thanks so KQ&A. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get rescued. We've got the quad unit from Search and Rescue standing by, and so we're going to get some exciting tips on how to avoid being one of those people that needs to get rescued. So stick around. We've got it all happening here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We're back after the news.
The view This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save money on the tool brands they rely on, job after job. Now you can get up to 30% off select DeWalt power tools and accessories, like a DeWalt 20-volt combo kit with drill driver, impact driver, reciprocating saw, work light, and two 20-volt max lithium-ion batteries. A $399 value for just $249. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through July 9 while supplies last. See store for details.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town Thursday toss-up. I'm DJ Phone with your check of state and local news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County has its tentative budget in place.
The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors met in a special session Tuesday to consider tentative approval. The fiscal year 2019 budget totals more than $124 million. Yavapai County Administrator Phil Bordone highlighted tax rate decreases from the flood and library districts, as well as a primary property tax rate from $1.84 to $1.75 per $100,000 of assessed value. The final budget presentation and adoption is set for the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors meeting on August 1st in Prescott. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Commercial air service to and from Prescott takes a huge step forward.
The City Council has recommended SkyWest Airlines to the Department of Transportation as the area's essential air service provider. The town of Prescott Valley also offered its strong support for the SkyWest bid. If approved by the DOT, SkyWest would provide 50-seat regional jet service to Los Angeles and Denver by late August. Prescott has been without a regional carrier since March 26. SkyWest will operate as United Express once it begins service. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Diamondbacks host the San Diego Padres tonight. The pregame show at 6, first pitch 6:40 on KQ&A FM. Continued sunny today, partly sunny this weekend, with a 30 to 50% chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow through Tuesday, with highs today through Saturday near 94, Sunday 91, overnight lows around 66 in the Prescott Quad Cities. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to 103 today through Saturday, 100 Sunday, a 30% chance of weekend showers, 40% by midweek. This news and weather is a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday toss-up continues on KQ&A.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
All right, second interview from the brand new studio here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. And so coming to my rescue are the folks from the Quad Unit here with the Yavapai County Sheriff. And so joining me is Bruce McDowell, Dwight Devlin, and Keith Mooney, all affiliated, of course, with the Sheriff's Department in one form or fashion. But Bruce and Keith are with the Quad Unit. So first of all, how I met these guys, I'm coming back from the Lynx Lake Cafe, minding my own business on the way to the studio, and I noticed that there were 30 trailers all dropped with their ramps dropped, and so somebody was out somewhere having some kind of time on quads, and that's when I stopped and talked to Bruce, and he told me what was going on. I didn't even realize that there was a quad unit. So how long has this quad unit been in an existence?
There were a number of people that had initially joined the Jeep Posse, and over time there was a need for an organization that had a lot of specialized units like the dog unit, quads, 4x4, backcountry, mounted unit. And so over time the quad unit kind of broke off from those various other units. And I think we've been around a good 10 years, maybe a little more.
Now, Keith, you're kind of the head coach of this thing. So I would say that first and foremost, number one is if somebody wanted to be a part of the quad unit and they think they're doing it for fun, that's probably a disqualifier, I would think.
That would be true. We do have some fun along the way. However, what we do is quite serious. Our mission is to provide some services so that others may live. We are all about training and being prepared to go out there and provide whatever response the Sheriff's Department may need.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't really do your unit a whole lot of good if you go out there and get stuck. But I would imagine it does happen.
That's true. And we don't get lost. But we never go out by ourselves. We're always in pairs. And we train every month to make sure that we have the skill set required to go out and do the job.
And that's what you guys were doing Memorial Day weekend when I saw you. You were out doing training. So what kind of training were you doing when you were out there?
Well, Bruce is our training officer, so I'll let him answer that for you.
If you're the training officer, what are you doing back at home base? How come you're not out there with the guys?
Somebody's got to run it. Okay. So that particular day, we had a number of scenarios set up involving navigation. We'd give them a number of waypoints that they have to go to. There was a little surprise out there on that particular day when they got to one of them. We had one of our members who simulated some serious injuries, so they had to perform their first aid CPR types of skills, as well as being aware of certain things. In this case, this person was armed, and so that was an issue that they had to deal with. And you never know when that's going to be one of the issues that you come across out there. We also did some radio function testing, so we have some equipment to test the capabilities of the various radios that people have mounted in their units.
All right. So now, how is it decided then by the sheriff's office when these guys get deployed?
We have a forest patrol unit, and they're in charge of all things forest-related. We have an intergovernmental agreement with the Forest Service. We have a team of deputies and a sergeant. The sergeant of the unit is Brent Kimbrell. And it's those folks that make that call, and they will call out the unit necessary for the type of rescue we're involved in. And you gotta know that it's such a relief to know when we're involved in a mission that we have access to these incredible volunteers so quickly. And they, on a moment's notice, gather and go out and search as directed.
Now, what did you guys do in your working life? What kind of work did you do prior to doing this quad unit stuff?
I worked for the California Department of Corrections in Ventura, California.
And Bruce?
Well, I spent 30 years with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department, and strangely enough, we didn't know each other at the time. It was not until we got here that we met, and it was at the quad unit meetings.
And it must be important to have the kind of demeanor where you can keep your head and analyze the situation calmly and rationally when for the person you're dealing with, their world is like falling apart. And again, in your situations professionally, you're used to having that kind of outlook.
Well, while we come from that background, our group is made up of folks from all kinds of backgrounds, and I'm so proud of the fact that the diversity in our group in terms of career backgrounds and experience is such that we bring an awful lot to the table regardless of the situation.
All right, so let's get a couple of war stories in here. Let's say the rescue that took the most amount of people to try and create, and then maybe about one or two of the more harrowing situations where the quad unit played a role in effecting a successful rescue.
I would say that as far as big searches, one of them was the Pagniano search last year for the body of the young woman who was murdered. We were out there, I think, 3 days, and all of the resources that the Sheriff's Department had at their disposal were used, including the quad unit. The day that she was found, the sheriff was out there to thank us personally.
He was absolutely overwhelmed because that put that case at a different level. It's now a death penalty case, suspects in custody, but we had him arrested at the time, but did not have her body, and it was really a needle in a haystack. But the effort was amazing.
Well, and most likely her body would not have been found any other way.
No, and the longer it takes to find the body, the less chance it's going to happen. So to have this happen in a relatively short amount of time was amazing.
And then what do you run into more often than not when it comes to the rescues? I would imagine that a good lot of them have a lot of elements in common, not the least of which maybe the overindulgence of adult beverages out in the woods by certain persons trying to recreate under the influence.
Wow, that was a mouthful. But that's also, you can add to that, I'm sorry, lack of preparedness.
Yeah. I would echo that. I would say that a number of our calls have to do with folks that overextended themselves and underprepared. And they've maybe come up from Phoenix to get out of the heat, and they're in unfamiliar territory, and they're not properly equipped. Perhaps they have a mechanical breakdown in the Bradshaw Mountains. We get a lot of calls that way to go out there and help folks. It may not be difficult to find them, particularly in light of our current technology and cell phones and whatnot, but they are in trouble and they do need help, and we are ready to go out there and help them. And that's a lot of what we do.
Well, I've ridden all over the Prescott National Forest and in other places around the Southwest, and it must make your job at least a little bit easier. Because I think the Prescott National Forest is probably one of the better signed forests of any of the ones that I've ever experienced, which makes it a lot easier to know where you are and how to get to somebody who maybe doesn't know where they are, but maybe they can help guide you to where they are.
That's certainly true to some degree, although we've learned and we trained to the fact that we can't always trust all trail signs, or sometimes the signage may not be there. So we need to train folks on maps and GPS and all different kinds of ways to be able to effectively get to the subject.
Now, when you're deep in the woods trying to find a person or persons, what information are you able to access? Can you find Google Maps and the Earth portion of it? I mean, how much of this is from your memory and your study, and how much of it is actually at your fingertips?
A lot of the people that come into the quad unit are from other areas, and so they really don't necessarily have a personal knowledge of these trails. We use mapping programs. We use handheld GPSs. A lot of our members now are using iPads or tablets. There are a lot of mapping programs that you can use. And you can download maps so they are resonant and stored on your device, and you're not relying on having either a cell or a Wi-Fi connection. But every piece of equipment, every piece of technology can fail. And so we teach redundancy. We teach map and compass. Everybody's required to have paper maps. And so if you don't have two or three different ways to navigate, you could find yourself in trouble.
I always believe in the saying, two is like one and one is like none.
There you go.
And prepare accordingly. So overextended and underprepared. We really can't help somebody to become less extended, but we can help them to be a little bit prepared. So what are some of the tips that you could offer people who are so interested, and why wouldn't they be, in visiting the Prescott National Forest and its environs? What things are like a must? If you only have one backpack, or one satchel, what is the must that's going to be in that thing?
Okay, so first and foremost is the rule number one is don't go alone. And we know that a lot of people listening are going to go alone. But I can tell you that in the time that I've been doing this, almost without exception, the recoveries, which means a deceased person, have been in situations where someone went out alone. In all cases, even if you're with somebody, you want to let somebody else know exactly where you're going, leave a copy of the map, draw on it, tell them where you're going to park. We want to know where the trailhead is. There's a saying in search and rescue, there's the last known location, last place seen, and the rest of the world. We don't want to be searching the rest of the world.
Gotcha.
We want to start where they parked. Often you can find footprints near and around the vehicle. So first and foremost, don't go alone. Have a plan. Tell somebody. Tell them when you're going to be back, and have them call if you're not back within a reasonable period of time. Always have a fully charged cell phone. Bring a GPS if you have one. Definitely a map. You want more than enough water, and the rule is generally 1 gallon per person per day. You want to have enough food to last for the trip and then some, because you may get stuck. Always think about the fact that you might get stuck, you could get injured. Even experienced people can twist an ankle and get stuck out there. So if you're going to end up spending the night, bring some clothing, something to stay warm, shelter, even a thick trash bag could make the difference between surviving the night and not. Once you get back, make sure you let that person know that you're back so that they don't call us unnecessarily and waste the resources.
Understood. There was a guy that I know about that went out 97B by himself, and lo and behold, a rock had rolled off the hill and blocked the trail. And he turned the corner like he probably did 1,000 other times and hit it and fell off. And he was out there for 3 days and died because you can't take it for granted that because the road was one way when you went on it the last 5 times, that it's going to be like that the next time you go out.
That's true. And it can happen the same day. Especially during the monsoons, you never know what's going to roll down the hill. You have erosion that can cut through the trail. any number of things can happen out there.
I responded to that, and you're exactly right. That rock had just tumbled out from the side. It probably had never been there before, and it was wrong place, wrong time.
Well, and that's, you know, that's called being too familiar with your surroundings, because that is another risk factor.
And he was alone.
Alone. Yeah, always make sure you take a tow vehicle. These things do fail occasionally. They are bulletproof, but you are not. Dwight, any last words as far as how important this quad unit is to the Sheriff's Department and their ability to provide on-site response in faraway places?
Sheriff Marshall wanted me to share with you that he is so proud of what these folks do, and we couldn't do it without him, literally. In 15-16 fiscal, we had the highest number of rescues in the state, and so very, very busy up here. These guys also specialize in a smoke patrol, which is critical right now, and they're trained as fire observers. So, I mean, you can't put a cost on this. It's just invaluable. So we're very pleased.
And everybody in the unit is a volunteer.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
That's the one I want people to know. Everyone is a volunteer.
That's true dedication.
And there is a waiting list. So if you think you're going to drop what you're doing and get on the quad unit right now, it's not going to happen. Anyway, Bruce McDowell, Keith Moomey, and Dwight Devlin from the Sheriff's Office from Yavapai County Search and Rescue. Thank you for joining us and continued success in your work out there.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks, Sanford.
And we've got a couple last moments to spend with you on this, our very first day from the new studio here at KQ&A. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back on Talk of the Town, AM 1130, 99.9 Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kim here with the Plants of the Week and our Lavender Shades Blooming Penta.
One of the best butterfly attracting plants. It's right up there with milkweed, only prettier.
Hummingbirds have to dance around all the butterflies of this deeply colored summer bloomer.
Plant a few in the vegetable garden to attract pollinators that help tomatoes and squash set more fruit, all for under $10.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love to garden, they love to shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
No matter what time of year it is, there's always the yard to maintain, and it's not always easy. Let Prescott Dirt make it a little easier for you. Prescott Dirt carries everything from decorative rock to driveway gravel, topsoil to planter's mix. So if the rain washes it away or the sun bakes it till it's brown, Prescott Dirt has got you covered. You don't even need a truck to pick it up. Prescott Dirt delivers. Learn everything you need to know about how Prescott Dirt can make your life easier at PrescottDirt.com.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I got to say that our very first talk show that we ran on KQ&A was in mid-January in 1994. And so here it is, 24 years later, and we have brought in a state-of-the-art studio that I am just so tickled to death to be able to have done our very first Talk of the Town roundtable from. And so I want to say thank you to our guests that joined us today from the event spot in Prescott Valley, Ken Foote and Leslie Jenkins. We have a chance to attract some new meanings up here to the Prescott area with the event spot in Prescott Valley. So that's an exciting development. And then a big thank you to our friends from the Yavapai County Search and Rescue Quad Unit, Keith Moomy and Bruce McDowell. And of course, Dwight Devlin, always welcome here in the studios. And we'll get to work on that beverage service for you, Dwight. But all things in time. You know, it took us 24 years to get the studio going. We do have Mark Levin coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the very first Let's Talk Sports from our brand new studio. And joining me in studio will be Mike Austin and another Mike, the coach of the Yavapai College Rough Riders Soccer Club. And that's Mike Pantaleon. They'll be live in studio to help break in the new place. So that'll all be Let's Talk Sports at 4 o'clock tomorrow right here on KQ&A. Once again, thanks to all the guests, and stay tuned. Talk of the Quad Cities continues with Mark Levin right here on KQ&A. I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.